Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Any visitor to Copenhagen would be shortchanged apart from a visit to both the cathedral and to the museum featuring the work of the great Bertel Thorvaldsen, the Danish sculptor whose works are so lifelike, it seems you should simply be able to command them to speak. In the museum, you'll find the prototypes of Christ and the 12 apostles. The image of Jesus is especially striking. He stands with arms outstretched, reaching gently for the hand of the person who's in need. Thorvaldsen patterned his work after the image projected by Matthew's text. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest." After the work by Thorvaldsen was placed in the cathedral, a European art critic came to see what Thorvaldsen had done. The man entered the nave and stood in the rear, gazing with skepticism at the image of Christ. Disappointed, he turned and started to leave when a boy, probably one of the choir boys, saw the man and said, "No, mister, this is not the way to see Jesus." Then, tugging at his coat sleeve, he said, "Follow me and I'll show you how to see Jesus." To humor the lad, the critic followed. Reaching Thorvaldsen's Christ, the lad knelt in front of it. "Come on, kneel down," he said. Reluctantly, he knelt. Then he looked up into the image of Christ. What a difference! Now he saw it and realized that Thorvaldsen had purposely designed the work to be seen best from a kneeling position. Could this explain why a group describing themselves as the Jesus Seminar want to distance themselves from most of what Jesus said? It is only when we kneel at his feet, in submission and surrender, that we come to a full understanding of who he is, what he did, and what he said. People often say, "I found Jesus," and then tell about a conversion experience. But in reality, it is the opposite. It is he who finds you, who searches for you as a shepherd does a lost sheep, who lifts you out of the gutter, who redeems you when you're at the point of quitting. Jesus said simply, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Now, Jesus had a habit of revealing himself to people when they least expected it. To the women at the tomb, to the disciples behind closed doors, to the Galilean fishermen when they couldn't catch anything, and to Saul as he was on his way to Damascus to take believers into custody, to mention but a few of those for examples. Can you pick up your New Testament and read the record with confidence? Absolutely. Can I find out who Jesus was and is by listening to authorities? That all depends on whether they are blind men looking for a light switch in a room where the light bulb has been turned out, or they have seen the light, and they can tell you how to find it yourself. I recommend, however, that you go straight to the source documents themselves, the 4 biographies of Jesus Christ. We call them the Gospels. If you have never had an encounter with the living Christ who rose from the dead, I'd like to suggest you begin reading the Gospel of John. Now read it straight through. Read it through again, and then read it through the 3rd time using a different version. Can Jesus be found today? Simply put, he's not lost. We are the ones who need to be found. But if you search for him, he'll meet you with open arms, inviting you to come to him and behold his beauty and purity. The real Jesus is worth meeting. He'll change your life. Friend, in the shadow of your dark night, you can reach out for his hand. He still says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll rediscover your life." I'm Harold Saleh, and I'd like to hear from you. Put it in your own words, but write today. I'll do my best to help. You can send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org.